here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You need to know the ratepayer bill for Stage 4 has been revealed. Oh. On the light rail, I should say.
Yep.
Who wants to have a guess?
Oh, it'd have to be, probably 120 mil. They've got most of the infrastructure there. They'd have most of the stuff from last time. A bit left over.
Wouldn't be much change from $1,000, I wouldn't think.
Blan? You will not be getting the gig. $260 million with the council to spend the money across 4 years from 2026 to 2030.
Hang on.
Yep.
Isn't this starting until 2026?
Well, it says, ideally from a cost perspective, Stage 4 would start as soon as Stage 3 ends in late 2025.
Oh, yeah. Still
that's what, funding. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's the word from Mayor Tom.
Do they get three quotes?
Good question. We can ask Mayor Tom that later on in the show.
And if you're a punter out there, if you're like me, I love to punt on the horses, the dogs, the harness, the footy, the tennis. I don't care. I bet on everything. And if I'm walking past the news agents, I'll grab a lotto ticket. Anything to try and get in front in life.
I bet on the spot. I bet on something.
Yeah. But no, how good's this for all those lotto players? If you do play lotto, we know that we have our normal, you know, Tuesday night draw and then our Oz lotto. We've got our Powerball. We've got our Saturday lotto. But we can now officially buy lotto tickets for overseas.
Oh.
So we've never been able to do that. Yesterday, the law come in that there's over 100 news agencies now that have signed up to a deal where, you know, they see the big lotto jackpots in the States where there's $600 million or
yes,
in the UK, £380 million.
Yep.
We can now buy lotto tickets overseas. So there'd be nothing better than taking money from overseas. So I'm going to load up on lotto tickets for all those who love lotto. You can now buy lotto overseas.
Unbelievable.
I love that he's presuming he's going to win, whereas we're all thinking, is he going to end up coming to work with no pants on?
We hope that never happens.
Which one do you prefer?
The more they can afford pants, the less they wear them, Ali.
It's
the truth about men. Hey, look, COVID cases are on the rise again, and they are recommending, if you can do it, to get yourself a fourth jab. And they're also saying that 6,500 frontline health workers have been physically assaulted by people who are either having mental health experts or drug problems. So that was all pandemic-related too. So all this is kind of wound together.
Really quickly, though, is it more COVID or is it that... Because they talk about this influenza, the A, and that's just as bad as COVID, but this is new COVID.
In fact, it's a little bit worse, I think, the influenza A. I watched it go through our family and it ravaged us way worse than COVID did when we all had it.
It did with my girls too, both of them. Were really sick with fevers.
In fact, we were able to keep Chloe COVID free just by putting in her bedroom and like literally slipping food through the door.
So she only had spaghetti.
Yeah,
under the
but
door
we
crack.
All
that's right.
She would suck it through off on the other side of the door. We were able to keep her COVID free, but not influenza A free. So interesting, though. But the COVID cases are on the rise. So if you can get that jab, get the jab.
And that is what you need to know.